Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, every death on our roads is, of course, a tragedy. And yesterday, the news that a woman in her 70s had died following a collision in County Waterford brought the total number of people killed on our roads to 100 so far this year. And that figure is up 14% on 2023, with Laois the only county in the country to have no road death so far this year. Well, I'm joined now on the line by Pat O'Connor, Public Information Officer of the Coroner's Society of Ireland. And Pat is also the coroner for County Mayo. And Pat, thank you for joining us and good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire. Good morning to your listeners.
Now, sadly, you and your colleagues are dealing with the tragic consequences of these incidences all of the time. What would the Coroner's Society like to see happen to help bring road deaths down?
Well, in the first instance, I want to express my sincere sympathy to all of the families of those who have died as a result of injuries sustained in road traffic accidents this year. And also to remember that for every one person that dies, there can be nine people who are injured, and people have catastrophic injuries that they have to live with after road traffic incidents. So it's not just the deaths, but ultimately it is the deaths that coroners have to deal with as a result of the road traffic incidents that occur, and they deal with them in their inquests. It is harrowing for the families, the grieving families, to have a tragic sudden death, particularly in a road traffic incident. And unfortunately, the coroners do end up having to deal with the outcome of that and to make findings in relation to the incidents themselves and to determine the identity of the person, the medical cause of death, and also then if it is appropriate in the public interest to make recommendations in relation to what should or might be considered to be done in the future.
Mm-hmm. And those recommendations, and we hear them all of the time in the aftermath of inquests, that a recommendation may be made by the coroner. Is there any obligation on the public body involved to carry out and act on those recommendations?
Claire, that's a very good question. The answer is no. They don't have to act on those recommendations. One would hope that they would take the recommendations into account. But there have been instances where a public official has gone on the record as complaining that he hasn't been notified personally in relation to any coroner's recommendations. And that in itself did show that there was a lack of real appreciation within some sectors, not all sectors, some sectors of the public bodies who are responsible for road traffic incidents. The RSA had an independent statutory role to deal with them. Transport for Ireland and TII also had a statutory role, and the local authorities themselves. And it is vitally important that recommendations made by coroners are not made lightly. They are taken into account and that they're acted upon and not just filed away as being something that happened in a particular incident. I mean, I know in my own area, in County Mayo, I mean, unfortunately, there have been 13 deaths already this year, the highest, one of the highest numbers in the country. And we're already way ahead of what the number of deaths were last year. There shouldn't be any deaths, but unfortunately, they do occur. And there are two roads in particular where recommendations have been made, one in relation to the N17 and the other in relation to the N5. I mean, ironically, both of them are probably the best roads that exist in County Mayo. But unfortunately, incidents occur and deaths have occurred on those roads. Now, in fairness to the statutory authorities on the N17, they have made modifications on the N17 towards Kilmarnock, where there have been tragedies in the past, and they've dealt with some of those, not all of them. In the case of the N5, which is the Swinford bypass, in an area of 3.2 kilometres, where 8 people have died in the last 10 years, and little or nothing has been done thus far in relation to the various recommendations that have been made by the Gardaí, by me as coroner, and indeed by public representatives.
That must be a source of great frustration then, if those recommendations have been made by you and by the Gardaí, as you say, and the improvements have not been carried out.
Absolutely, Claire. And you know, all we can do as coroners is to reflect the findings that we have at the coroner's inquest, and also then to bring recommendations in the public interest. But it seems to me that the road designs that were put in place in the 1960s and 70s, fine and all as they were, are no longer fit for purpose in a lot of areas. And indeed, the road signs that are placed, they're too small. People need to have the reminders in their face to stop, to yield, and indeed, at the end of the day, to have good manners on the road. Mm-hmm. And I made a recommendation some time ago, whether it should be followed up or not, but that perhaps some form of continuous assessment of drivers be carried out, say, perhaps every 10 years in the form of a refresher course. It doesn't need to be a complete and utter resetting of the driving like the test. It wouldn't suggest that. But I think everyone does tend to forget what they've learned, and in doing so, they need reminders of what it is like to be driving a car, the good manners that are needed, and the effects that driving a car erratically can have.
Yeah, you see, I know you said that it doesn't need to be a full retest when it comes to the refresher, but we have huge backlogs in the initial testing system for new drivers. So how would that work without adding to the backlog?
Well, perhaps some form of online system could be introduced. I mean, there are online courses that can be put in place, but they wouldn't necessarily involve as many people as are needed for the actual testing themselves. And bear in mind, when people get to a certain age, they have to do or they have to produce medical certificates as to their fitness for driving. I don't think driving is an age-related thing. Unfortunately, if that was the case, you would have younger drivers having to produce certificates because, unfortunately, 38% of those who died on the roads this year are under the age of 35. So it's not an age-related matter. It is ultimately something that needs to be determined and can, with technology, be put in place. That if you have your car for a number of years, you must bring it for an NCT. Why not the driver who's of that car? Should they not actually also have to do some form testing, whether it be online or otherwise?
There's an irony, really, in saying we could use technology for that refresher test, because often technology is blamed as it's a factor, isn't it, in what we hear when it comes to road deaths, whether that be mobile phone use or the increased technology in changing cars.
Well, I agree entirely with you, Claire. Absolutely, there is an irony there, but I'm not suggesting for a moment that you do the actual test while you're driving the car. Something that would be done on a laptop or on your computer at home, or indeed on your phone at home. But you mentioned technology. In my view, it's my personal view, I think that technology in cars is a great distraction. And it's not just mobile phones, but I mean, there are maps in cars, there's all sorts of apps that are in cars now that control the car, tell you what to do, how to do it. And the slightest distraction, if you're travelling at speed, can be fatal, and unfortunately it is fatal. So something needs to be done as well to look at the technology that's actually put into cars and how it's actually used, not just mobile phones. We're all aware of the dangers of using a mobile phone while you're driving. It should not happen at all. Mm-hmm. But there are other forms of technology within the car that can be as big a distraction, I should say. And there's also, of course, people in cars can be distracting, and not for a moment suggesting that people with three or four people in the car, whether it's children or otherwise, but they can be distracted. They can be distracted. Drivers can get distracted by the children or by the people in the car, and also by animals in cars, dogs and otherwise. So all of those need to be sort of factored in when a person is driving. Ultimately, it boils down to the responsibility of the driver themselves for what they do on the road, and to show good manners towards other drivers in relation to the manner in which they drive their car.
Well, that's what Liz O'Donnell says to us time and again from the Road Safety Authority, and she's appeared on this programme many times and talks about personal responsibility and also cutting speed. And we have had this conversation about cutting speed on national roads around the country. Pat, do you believe that that is a major factor still, speed?
I do, absolutely. And there are certain areas on the even good roads, the N26, I think of in County Mayo, the N5, and the N17, particularly those three, where there are areas that there should be a reduction in the speed limits. It's just not good enough to say that the general speed limit of 100 kilometres an hour. We all are human, and people do
tend to go to the maximum, which they shouldn't. Just because it says 100 kilometres an hour is safe doesn't mean that it is safe to actually do that. But there does need to be a greater emphasis on the signage on the roads to remind people of, first of all, the speed, but also the limitation on the speed that they should drive their car in. And also, there needs to be a complete revamp, in my view, of the signs. The stop signs need to be very much in-your-face stop. The yield signs need to be very much yield stop, if necessary. And also the various signs that say what the actual speed limits are. And they need to be big. There's no point in having a small little dish that says it's 100 kilometres an hour. That's not reminding anybody. Everybody needs to be reminded what they're doing. People do the best they can, but they make mistakes. We're all human. At the end of the day, we need reminding.
All right, Pat. Well, thank you for joining us on the programme. Pat O'Connor from the Coroner's Society of Ireland. And Pat is also the coroner for County Mayo. We'll be back after this break.
Text 51551. Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.